This news update is being brought to you by McKenzie Jewelers, your full-service jeweler for over 38 years, and by Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. In Huron County Circuit Court, Judge Prill oversaw a probation violation hearing for Cassandra Rose Montgomery. Miss Montgomery, represented by attorney Michelle Arciv, entered a no-contest plea to allegations of a probation violation. The court admitted Bad Axe Police Department incident report as evidence. Following review, the court found Ms. Montgomery guilty of probation violation, citing her involvement in a domestic assault matter where alcohol was consumed and violations of criminal law and probationary no-contact provisions. Sentencing is scheduled for July 20th at 9 a.m. An updated probation violation report is ordered to be prepared by the public counsel's office at least 2 days prior to sentencing. Regarding bond, the defense argued for a reduction from an initial $500,000, suggesting $5,000 or $10,000, and highlighted Ms. Montgomery's engagement in mental health housing and parenting services, proposing SoberLink use. The prosecution argued for a $40,000 bond, referencing the incident report and photographs. The court ultimately reduced the bond to $100,000 cash surety, citing a significant threat and the defendant's probation status at the time of the alleged allegations. And the Huron County Planning Commission spent much of its June meeting discussing ongoing solar energy issues, a newly approved 3-month moratorium on utility-scale solar and battery storage projects, and the review process for Ranger Power's proposed 150-megawatt Pine Sap solar project in Rubicon Township. Commissioners also discussed a separate 3-year moratorium on data center development recently approved by the Huron County Board of Commissioners. During public comment and commission discussion, residents continued to raise concerns about solar development, zoning regulations, and transparency in decision-making. Planning staff indicated the county will continue reviewing the Pine Sap solar application while seeking outside planning and zoning consultants to assist with the process. Officials also warned that proposed state legislation affecting personal property taxes could reduce revenue generated from utility and renewable energy infrastructure. Newly appointed Planning Commissioner Bob Gazowski disclosed that representatives connected to the neighboring DTE solar project recently offered him between $1,000 and $1,500 annually for the life of the project in exchange for waiving any future claims related to the project. Gazowski said he declined the offer and informed DTE that he had recently been appointed to the County Planning Commission, calling the proposal inappropriate and raising concerns about its implications. Before adjourning, commissioners voted to tentatively schedule a special meeting for either June 24th or June 25th at 7 p.m. The session will focus on reviewing and potentially revising county ordinances governing utility-scale solar energy facilities and battery energy storage systems during the 3-month moratorium period. No final action was taken on the Pine Sap solar project application. A Saginaw man is facing child abuse charges following an alleged assault involving a young child. Michigan State Police say troopers were called to the Parkside Court and St. Paul Drive area around 12:15 p.m. on May 29th after a child was reportedly going door-to-door seeking help. Investigators allege the child's caregiver, 33-year-old Kylie Richardson of Saginaw, physically assaulted the child by punching, kicking, and strangling him. During the investigation, troopers learned a toddler sibling was missing from the scene. Officers searched the residence and found the child unharmed and asleep inside the home. Police say the toddler had been left alone for more than an hour. Richardson had been arraigned on charges of third-degree and fourth-degree child abuse. Authorities say the children's mother was not home at the time of the incident, and the investigation remains ongoing. And we will return right after this word from our sponsor.
Are you looking to replace your vehicle? Then think Ortis first. That's Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. Call the sales team at 989-269-8472 for all your new and used car needs. Or visit them online at Ortis.com. Ortis Ford can deliver your new vehicle right to your door. At Ortis Ford and Bad Axe, you'll find a great selection of new and used late model cars, trucks, and vans. You will always get your best price along with superior service before and after the sale. Ortis has vehicles in every price range. If you don't see the model and color you require on the lot, Ortis has a locator service that can find what you're looking for fast. The service department offers the works package that includes oil change, tire rotation, and full safety inspection. Ortis also sells tires with different specials rotating all of the time. The body shop is available for your repairs, and we offer free estimates and loaners. Just call 989-269-9000.
And for your obituaries today, we have Edward Paul Pionk, passed away June 6th. He was born October 22nd, 1960. He is survived by his three siblings, Lynn, Vicky, and Steve, his three daughters, his grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Paul proudly served in the U.S. Navy, dedicating his life to serving his country and family. A viewing will be held on Friday, June 12th from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Ramsey Funeral Home in Harbor Beach. Elaine Paul, age 81, passed away peacefully, surrounded by the love of her family on June 6th. Born on October 24th, 1944, she was raised in Flint, Michigan. She shared a beautiful marriage, 59 years, with J. Paul. She is survived by her devoted husband, Jay Paul, her children, Michael, Carrie, Brian, her grandchildren. Visitation will be held on Tuesday, June 9th from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the McAlpin Funeral Home. Funeral service will be held on Wednesday, June 10th at 11 a.m. at our First United Methodist Church of Bad Axe, with visitation beginning at the church at 10 a.m. prior to service. In lieu of flowers, memorial donations may be made to the First United Methodist Church of Bad Axe, and condolences can be shared with the family at McAlpinFuneralHome.com. Norman Meter, age 86, of Bad Axe, passed away Saturday, June 6th. He was born May 23, 1940, in Roseville, Michigan. He went on to marry the love of his life, Sandra Jacobs, in 1963. He was a state sergeant and served for 32 years, mostly in Bad Axe State Police Post. Norman is survived by his sons, Curtis and Peter. A celebration of life for Norman Meter will be held at a later date. Memorials may be offered in Norman's name to the Free Methodist Church of Bad Axe or Thumb Animal Shelter in Elkton. You can share your condolences with the family at McAlpinFuneralHome.com.
Life is a highway, and you can ride it in a 1990 Chevy Corvette, brought to you by the Thumb Broadcasting Summer Car Giveaway. It's got a bright red exterior and a gray leather interior. Under the hood is a Chevy 350 small block engine with 245 horsepower and a 4-speed automatic transmission. With its tinted glass removable roof, you can feel the breeze in your hair anywhere. With its digital dashboard and premium Delco Bose sound system, you can add some great tunes to that breezy ambience by tuning into WHST and WLEW in your new ride. All you gotta do to enter is be 18 years or older to register and shop local. No purchase necessary.
All of this is made possible by our family here at WHST and WLEW, as well as our sponsors and great listeners like you. Life is a highway, wild war ride. And we're back with a look at more news. Low-income families cross-country are facing sudden food insecurity this morning after stricter welfare requirements take effect nationwide. The sweeping rollbacks enacted as part of a recent flagship spending legislation have abruptly terminated Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits, known as SNAP, for millions of recipients who do not meet the new rigid work and paperwork criteria. Defenders of the law argue the measures are necessary to curb government spending and encourage employment. However, food banks and local charities warn they are already seeing an unprecedented surge in their demand that they are completely unequipped to handle. And reports have surfaced details of a high-stakes telephone conversation where U.S. President Donald Trump warned Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu against pursuing a protracted war with Iran. Diplomatic sources described the call as notably calmer than previous explosive arguments, with the president telling Netanyahu that further escalation could leave Israel fighting alone. The strong message from Washington appears to have driven the current fragile pause in hostilities. However, Netanyahu publicly reiterated that while the current exchange has concluded, Israel reserves the absolute right to respond with overwhelming force to any future threats. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by McKenzie Jewelers, your full-service jeweler for over 38 years, as well as Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe.
This is Kent McKenzie from McKenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe. Congratulations deserve something that lasts. Graduation is more than a ceremony. It's a reward for years of hard work, long nights, big goals, and dreams becoming reality. Celebrate your graduate with a meaningful gift from McKenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe. Our jewelry specialist can show you our vast array of brilliant diamonds, timeless watches, shimmering gemstone jewelry in every hue, and classic designs in rings, earrings, pendants, necklaces, and more. Also, look over our newest styles of Pandora jewelry, whether they're heading to college, starting a career, or beginning their next adventure. Give them something they'll treasure for years to come. Make this graduation season unforgettable with a gift as special as their achievement. Come see us at McKenzie Jewelers at the north end of Bad Axe.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, proud to have served our friends and community for over 40 years.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And that has been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.